We're doing the Doshot Aran. We're up to page Kuf Lamed Tet in the Shalem edition, page Shin Chaf in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. Nonetheless, what all the sages agree to is Sha'olam Azat Tachtonim Salvin Ahukif Imarachot HaKochavim. The world here down below is guided by the stars. The stars do affect this world. The only thing is that in the service of Hashem, we can affect the outcome. We can cause things to change. So then what turns out is that if one's service of Hashem isn't worthy, is not so great to change things in the order of nature on his behalf, or if a person, the other way you can escape the laws of nature is if you have special hashgacha that causes you to do something that will protect you. Someone called me and said they think they have a problem with their electric. Now here in Israel, electric is 220. A person can get electrocuted. And they said, you know, I think I have a problem with the electric in the apartment. So it was on my way home. I stop in. And they reach for an outlet that had two wires sticking out of the outlet. And they say, here's the problem. And they grab one of the wires. And I said, don't do that. Take your hand away. Now, I looked. And their protection on the fuse box was shot. And then I was just curious. I said, can I just show you something? So I took, kids don't do this at home. I took a screwdriver that had a rubber handle. And I touched the two wires that were sticking out. And boom, all the electric jumped. I said, you know how lucky you are? There were two wires. One had electric, one's the plus, one's the minus. You're lucky you touched the right one. You know, your finger was a millimeter from the wrong one. And the way the electric is in the apartment, you're lucky to be alive. They said, really? I saw these wires sticking out. I didn't think any harm could come of them. Right. Yeah, really.
That was an electrician.
I'm not an electrician, but I'm a neighbor. So I came by on my way home. I took a look at what was going on. So when you try to hire an electrician and you wait a half a day for him to show up, then you decide it's worthwhile to watch what he's doing so that you can do it yourself next time. And so you'll learn how to do it safely, okay? But I'm just saying, don't do things you don't know how to do, but you'll see that there's a lot you can learn. When I first got married, I didn't know how to change a cylinder. I didn't know how to change a lock. I didn't know anything. After waiting days for workers, you end up learning a lot. Today I can fix a lot of things because it doesn't pay. It's cheaper to learn. It takes much less time to learn, even if your landlord's going to get a worker. But you'll learn. So I'm just saying that's what the Rashot Aran says. Sometimes nature is set up to hurt a person. God sticks in an extra hashgacha pratit that they go for the right wire and their finger doesn't just slip by the wrong wire, and they're very fortunate because there was a little extra hashgacha there taking care of them to get it right. You know, I was standing there, and you know, if a person, God forbids, getting electrocuted, you can't pull them away. That's even more dangerous. So I'm standing there like, you know, too late, they're already touching it. So I couldn't imagine that they were so lucky to get the right wire. I just ran away to the fuse box. But they were.
You wonder why any country, I don't know anything about it, would have the 220 voltage.
All of Europe has it.
Yeah. But when you think about it, there must be quite a number of accidents.
Oh, yeah.
In the States, you just get a big shock. Usually.
Yeah. So the Ran says there are two ways. Either God will change nature on your behalf, if you have a lot of merits, or you get extra hashgacha pratit, and then Hashem makes sure that you do things, you do something that protects you. You didn't even know you were doing it.
This, yeah. What the Ran's saying here, and the general topic he's going on about, where does this sort of fit in with the likes of the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban? The Rambam doesn't agree with like model or whatever, the stars or the constellations affecting like...
Let's hear him out and then remind me to go back to, okay? So if you don't have one of these solutions or resolutions, so then nature, the order of things, will cause a person to be punished. Even if a person didn't do something to deserve that punishment. Meaning a person can go hiking, and then there's a thunderstorm. Nature has it that there's a storm. He happens to be on the mountain where there's lightning striking nonstop. Sometimes you have clouds that hit a mountain and they can't continue. So then you have a lot of static electricity in those clouds. And then sometimes the mountain can be a place where you have nonstop lightning because of the buildup of clouds against that mountain. So a person can be on that hike and he doesn't deserve to die. He doesn't deserve to be punished. But he happens to be in a place where nature is striking. And if he doesn't have the merits to either have nature change on his behalf or have him do something that will preclude being hurt by nature, if he didn't think in advance to look for a cave to hide in, so he doesn't know, now he's on that mountain and there's lightning striking. And says the Ran, what we see from our sages is that sometimes it's not his fault. He did not deserve to die or get hurt at that moment. But he's in nature's way. And nature keeps moving.
Yeah, but how can you know it's not the moment for him to die? Or
you don't know. He's saying, right, but he's saying the approach. And that's why our sages taught. Bini, whether one will have children. Chaye, whether one will have longevity. Umizone, and whether one will have parnasa, lo bizchuta talia milta, that's not contingent on your merits ordinarily, ela bemazla. That depends on your mazel. It depends on your fortune, on the way things are set up in the constellations or the like. There are forces at play, and you could be a tzaddik, but you didn't merit to have things change on your behalf. Yes?
Seemingly the reverse is true. I mean, I've read biographies of the worst Maximo Hitler, you know. World War I, he was a messenger between the trenches. The lifespan of that person was measured in hours or days. He did this for about a year before he was injured and taken out. So it would seem that the forces of nature don't discriminate. It is just as the person who's very righteous can get in the way. So it's scary, because obviously we believe that God can, so how and when and why, we don't.
Yeah.
It seems to work in reverse also.
And this also is the approach to understand. The Torah tells us, Atem lo teitzu ish mipetach beito ad boker. God says, don't leave your houses till morning. I'm bringing about the plague of the firstborn. They're going to drop dead, and you guys stay home. Don't be out on the streets. But God's protecting us. I don't understand. God knows the difference between an Egyptian and a Jew. He needs me at home. Our sages say a rule. Once there's harm being afflicted, there's no discrimination between the pious or the wicked. And once we understand this, we've answered one of the great questions about how God runs the world. How come sometimes we see righteous people suffering, wicked people having it good? The answer, in line with what we've said, is as follows. If everything that happened in the world was very focused and individual, every individual gets exactly what he's supposed to get. If that were the case, we'd say that a person can have a star on his behalf. You're walking out at night, and maybe you should have a drop more light as you're walking. Ooh, God will make a star appear. Poof, now you have more light. If we'd say every person has a star that's designated to him to pay him back based on what he deserves, that would be amazing, he says. That would be wondrous. Then we'd have to say, now wait a second, God, why do I see righteous people suffering? Why are wicked people having it good? If everything is exactly measured for each person at every second, so then I don't understand them. Why is it that you could do what's right and still have a tough life? But that's just not the way God runs the world. God runs the world with systems. When there's a storm, the storm hits and strikes in accordance with a system of nature. So if God wants to bring a lot of rain, or it's beneficial for the country to have a lot of snow, God will bring a snowstorm. But that means that some people will suffer. A woman can give birth and she won't make it to the hospital. A person can slip on the snow because God can direct nature, and the way God runs the world is in a more general way when it comes to running the world. Unless, like he said earlier, you have extraordinary merits. Then you could have interference on your behalf. But the general guidance of the world is through systems. כאשר נאמר שאפשר לשמש שתבשל התבואות והפירות ולא תחמם ראש האיש הטוב הולך בדרך בתקופת תמוז. Just as God makes the sun beat down at the peak of summer, and it's causing all these fruits to blossom and ripen beautifully. So you know when you go to the store, you want to take that orange that's bright yellow. You go to the store, you want that apple that's been tinged by the sun. Right? Yes. But when you were walking down that street and the sun was beating down on your head, and you said, what a hot day, God, why does it have to be so hot? Well, God makes a system where that same sun that's beating down on your head is also ripening all the fruit you're going to eat in a week or two. You didn't protect yourself, so then a person can get sunstroke, right? But the sun was given as a blessing. It's just given as a system. If God brings an affliction on a place, so then God isn't taking a stick and saying, bam to you, bam to you, okay, and it'll skip over you. What God does is he creates a disease. If God decides he wants to punish promiscuity, let's say, I'm not saying I know the ways of God, but let's say God invents a disease called AIDS and says, now let it run. So then God doesn't say, I want him and him and him to get it. God says, let it run. This is going to be a disease that punishes that. Is it possible that there will be innocent people hurt by it? God runs the world with systems. And so that means that systems can hurt people who don't deserve it. Unless, of course, a person is extraordinarily pious to the point where God will make it that he can escape nature. He can have either that extra ashgaha that God will protect him, that he'll make the right move so he won't be in harm's way, or that nature actually changes for him. We discussed the story of that female police officer that was knocked off her feet and the guy kept pulling the trigger and he couldn't shoot her. Sometimes there's extra ashgacha prati, the person merits it. But in general, the world runs its course. Now you understand this run is not what you like to hear. People like to hear the other opinions that say, every move you make, right? Like the Rambam says, there are different opinions. One opinion says, you stuck your hand into your pocket, you wanted to take out a 5-shekel coin, you took out a 0.5-shekel coin, that was decided in heaven. So the Rambam says, yes, there are different opinions in the Mishnah and Gemara. The question is, how do we rule? So the Ran says, well, the system is a system. And this is a phenomenal thought the Ran is developing. It's a thought in progress. We aren't finished yet. Obviously, there are going to be many issues we have to deal with. But this goes in line with other things we've learned in the Ran. The Ran is about to discuss the plague of the firstborn with a phenomenal insight. But I think we should move on to the next thing we're learning and pick up here next week.